All right. Yeah, that's right. Welcome back. Okay, I apologize. Not you, welcome back. Welcome me back. It's been a minute. I gotta be honest. I gotta be honest. I had some things I was going through. I'll be more honest. My son moved in my house. And I had to do some things I never did before. Maybe you can identify. Maybe you can't. So this is part of the DL series. DL as in, why do I have to keep correcting this? Not down low. I don't have anything wrong with the down low. If you, as a man or woman, choose to be on the down low, that's your business. But this is the Dirty Laundry series, and I'm gonna air my dirty laundry. Because you know what? I'm part of a family. And if your family don't have dirty laundry, you don't have a family. It went down like this. My son got dropped off at my house. 27 years old. Never stayed with me. He's been here, supposedly, to help get himself together. This is the first time I'm ever gonna say this word in conversation. No, I'm gonna say it three times. Lord, Lord, Lord. When you have to lock the door in your own house, something is wrong. When you go take a shower and you get out of the shower and your son is in your room and you ask him, what the? And he says, I'm looking for change. That's right. Change. You buck naked, they're dripping, and somebody's in your room looking for change. When you can't leave anything laying around, and there are not small kids, you have a problem. It might not be your house anymore. Well, that's what I've dealt with. So I had to remove myself mentally from the situation. My goal was great, aspiring to do what parents do. You see, we make a promise, and the promise is, I got your back, son, regardless, until you realize I don't know this man. He don't care about me. Everything in this house would be missing if I wasn't keeping my eyes on it. So I'm having to make some rough decisions. I'm having to look this man in the eye and ask him, do you plan on getting a job? Why is the door always closed in your room? Why is the window open? I go to cut grass and it's cigarette butts, cigar ends, blacking my paper, and I realize I don't think I can do this too much longer. So I close down a little bit. For some of you out there, this is paradise. This is your house. And as you listen to me, you say, what is that uppity chocolate man's problem? That's how we roll. That's our lifestyle. To me, that's a problem. That's a real problem. For the one and only son that I have, I will do anything as long as you are supporting your offspring, as long as you are trying to do better as long as you are working. You know what? I don't expect you to be honest. I just expect you to be lie about, I just expect you to be honest about your lying. Lie on Thursdays. That way, I know what's going on. So, what I ask everybody, literally, is to keep these things in mind. If you have these things going on in your home, you see, it caused me to shut down. It caused me to shut down so much that I had problems sleeping. I was over there trying to explain to a grown man what I had a problem with. That probably means that it's not your house anymore. Well, I'm still dealing with the situation. And right now, we've gone through two jobs. He is not working currently. And it's either you can get some mental therapy or you can jump behind an 18-wheeler with some classes. I'm trying to hold back all the cuss words that I'm thinking, but all I can say is this. Is this the new fathers? Is this the best we got? So I know there are grandbabies out there. You mean to tell me I'm it? I'm their role model? Because if any little person knock on the door and say, Papa, I got them. But do I have them and have I lost my son? Now I have to look at him like a stranger, make rules, and make distance. This is family. Yeah. Dirty laundry. If you can't get to where you need to be and we can't work together, then I guess you just have to get out. Never thought I'd say those words. Never thought I'd go down to the courthouse and fill out paperwork for eviction, for my son, my blood, because I was thrown away. Well, I'd like to laugh and giggle with you, but sometimes that dirty laundry stinks so bad, you just have to cry a little bit. Hey, this is Jay's house. I know you got some stinking laundry over there too. I'm out.